Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Strong in the Saddle. I'm your host, Katrina. And before we get rolling, if you could please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, that would be greatly appreciated. And if you haven't already, be sure to give me a follow on Instagram at Strong in the Saddle. Now, I will just preface this episode by saying I have been sick for the last few days. So if my voice sounds a little bit different, that is why. I've been dealing with like sore throat, runny nose type of deal. So lots of fun. So if you guys have been following along with my training journey with Diesel, you will know that I've been trying to even out his asymmetries a bit. I first noticed this asymmetry fairly early on after I got Diesel back in May. I would notice that when we loped a circle to the left on the left lead, he would have a tendency to push his right shoulder out. He would bend his neck to the inside of the circle to the left, and then that shoulder would go out. It wasn't super, super noticeable, but you could definitely feel it when you were riding him, if you had any amount of experience on a horse. The reason I wanted to address this is because when a horse travels like that, he's not in an athletic position to be able to do maneuvers like flying lead changes. His shoulders need to be right underneath me and just centered. Even if we're moving laterally, like say we're doing, I don't know, a half pass, you still want their shoulders to be square and centered. That's how a horse is able to keep their balance and do those high-level maneuvers, especially at high speeds. If you ride a horse long enough, usually you will pick up on their, you know, good side and bad side. They might be easier to get into a lope on one lead versus another. You might be able to make a perfect circle in one direction and not the other. It's nothing to be alarmed about. All horses are naturally asymmetrical, just like we as humans are. We are, in most cases, more dominant on one side than the other, and therefore move different on each side. In a horse, this shows up as them being resistant and stiff when bending to one direction, so that's their stiff side, and then bending way too much on the other side, which would be their hollow side. For Diesel, he is stiff in his right side. He doesn't like to bend that way, and his hollow side would be his left side. When giving a choice, he would definitely prefer to move his head to the left. On top of this natural asymmetry, there's also things in a horse's environment that make them even more off-kilter, and those would be, they're often called magnons. So if I look at a situation at home, the barn and my other horse, Junior, would be magnons. If Diesel are on the far west side of the arena, which would be the furthest away from Junior and the barn, he's going to have a tendency to float back to the east side of the arena to get closer to them. So let's say I'm loping a circle to the left on the west side of the arena, the far side. When I do this, Diesel is going to have a tendency to, as we get nearer to that east side, he's going to want to pull, and like he's getting magnetized to move toward closer to the barn and to Junior. Like I said, correcting your horse so they're moving and in alignment and as symmetrical as possible is really important. That's how you set your horse up to be able to move athletically and to be able to do the maneuvers that we ask of them. Whether that be doing a perfect circle, asking for a flying lead change, or even just moving in a straight line. Before we go any further, I just want to run through some definitions so that we're all on the same page and so that you understand what I'm talking about. So first, when I say that a horse is straight, it means that their hind feet are on the same tracks as their front feet. Their neck and spine are all aligned, and even on a big enough circle, your horse can be straight. Unfortunately, for a lot of horses, this can be really difficult because of the asymmetries that I just mentioned. Even if you are doing everything correct as a rider, it might be very difficult for you to get your horse straight if the asymmetries and improper movement patterns are really ingrained in your horse. I also talk a lot about being stiff. You might think this means that their joints are stiff or something like that, which definitely can be the case. But for the purposes of my discussion today, I'm referring to a horse's resistance to bend and soften in a particular direction. So let's say your horse is stiff to the right, like Diesel is. He's more resistant and stiff when I ask him to bend to the right on that circle. Or even if I'm just doing lateral flexion at a standstill, he's going to be much easier and softer when I ask him to flex to the left than he is to his stiffer right side. And then you'll hear me reference being hollow, which is the opposite of being stiff. Diesel is stiff when flexing to his right side, which means that he's hollow to his left. He'll excessively bend in that direction. So this might cause your horse to bulge out his shoulder and his hindquarters will drift to the inside. Again, this is not an athletic position for the horse to be in. And finally, for our definitions, a magnet is going to be anything that your horse is drawn to. It might be the gate, it might be the barn, it might be the pasture where his buddy is, whatever. I would say that your first goal in addressing these asymmetries is just to start on really simple things like walking a perfect circle. And a perfect circle is just that. It's one that isn't oval or egg-shaped. It's symmetrical on all sides. And as you move around the perfect circle, your horse would stay nice and soft in your hands and have, you would make the circle big enough so that he does not need to arc his neck and body to perform the circle. All 4 feet should be moving at a steady pace and his hind feet should be on the same track as his front feet. It sounds easy enough to do this, but you'd be surprised at how difficult something as simple as a circle, even at a walk, can be when your horse is dealing with asymmetries and magnets. When you go in your horse's hollow direction, which would be when I'm taking Diesel to the left, he tends to tip his nose in and bend more than I would like. And then this causes his hindquarters to also turn into the circle. And then over time, your circle seems to just drift and get bigger and bigger. So to fix that, I need to use my inside leg slightly just to get that hind end back out. But I also need to use my outside rein to make sure that shoulder doesn't drift out because he's definitely prone to do that. And also using that outside rein to prevent his neck from overbending, and then outside leg, just holding to keep that shoulder on track. For when you go to your horse's stiffer side, your horse is going to have a tendency to not overbend. They might actually tip their nose to the outside. He might be straighter going this way, but it's likely still not perfect. His shoulder might go to the inside and hindquarters to the outside. So in this situation, your circle is likely to get smaller and smaller as your horse kind of collapses to the inside. Lots of people, when they see their horse collapsing to the inside, might bring their inside rein up and across their horse's neck to fix this, but you do not want to do that. You should never be crossing your reins over your horse's neck. Instead, bring your inside rein close to his neck and just lift straight up. With your legs, you're going to apply that inside leg to encourage your horse to bend to the inside, and apply your outside leg a bit behind the cinch to keep those hind quarters from drifting out. Your outside rein should be slightly open to encourage that shoulder to stay up rather than drifting in. You'll have to play with this a lot, and you'll likely notice that some parts of the circle are better than others. I would say don't micromanage your horse. Let him make the mistake, such as letting his shoulder drift in, correct it, and then leave him alone. If he does it again, fix it, release, leave him alone. You'll do this over and over again as you move through the circle. Soon your horse will get the idea that, he shouldn't drop his shoulder because he's going to anticipate that you're just going to pick it back up as soon as he does. I also mentioned magnets earlier. Magnets are going to make your horse appear to have asymmetries depending on where the magnet is in relation to where you're riding. So there's a couple ways that you can deal with magnets. The first is kind of the similar to when you're trying to ride that perfect circle. If he bows out a shoulder, adjust your hands and legs accordingly. If he drops his shoulder, fix it accordingly. Another way that people fix magnets is to try and make the magnet less attractive. So, for example, let's say that your horse's magnet is the gate at the end of the arena. A way to make that gate look less attractive to the horse is to make him associate working really hard with that gate. You might do some rollbacks or low plots of circles or whatever else right near that gate, and then let him rest on the opposite side of where the gate is. If you do that enough times, your horse will start to associate work with that gate, therefore making it undesirable, and he'll associate rest with the far end of the arena. People do this approach a lot when it comes to trailer loading. If a horse doesn't want to get in the trailer, they make being outside of the trailer unpleasant by lunging them and whatnot, and make the inside of the trailer a place that they want to be because they can rest there. I should say this whole dealing with asymmetries, it's a never-ending process. You will always be dealing with asymmetries in your horse. I recall on an episode of Andrea Fapani's podcast that he said he's never had a horse who is 100% symmetrical, and that he's always working to keep a horse as consistent from side to side as possible. I dealt with this with Diesel for the first time this summer. I worked really hard on getting him to keep his right shoulder up underneath himself instead of bowed to the outside. And then all of a sudden, one day, it really felt like that shoulder was underneath me without me having to work for it. It felt so weird. Like, it was there. I didn't have to do anything. And it just felt like I had finally cracked the code on it. And then, so I kind of just stopped working on it. And then over the course of time, he just kind of drifted back to his natural tendency of wanting to bow that shoulder out, which meant that I was back to needing to work on moving it over. It didn't take much, but it just proved to me that it's always something that I will need to watch out for with him. And that's going to be the same situation with every single horse that you work with. Some might be more symmetrical than others, but there will always be discrepancies. And one thing before we wrap up, I just want to make a quick note on body work. If your horse has something physically off, he might be compensating for it by traveling in a seemingly asymmetrical way. It never hurts to have your vet or an experienced body worker out to assess your horse's soundness and just to make sure that any physical corrections are addressed. So yeah, that's kind of just a quick rundown on some asymmetries. If you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out. I will say I have been MIA on social media for about the past 3 weeks at this point. I've honestly kind of burnt out on social media. For most of the summer, I was posting 5 days a week, like on my feed, doing reels and posts, and then like every single day posting on stories on Instagram. It's a lot of work. And to be honest, I hate social media and I just don't like using my phone that much. I don't like going out to the arena and having to think about what I'm going to film that day. So I'm still trying to piece together how I want to. I don't want to give up on social media entirely, but I'm just trying to figure out what's going to work best for me. I also have a YouTube channel now, which I'm really enjoying that. And I kind of like YouTube's platform better than Instagram. So I'm kind of leaning towards wanting to put my focus more towards YouTube and of course maintaining the podcast rather than Instagram. So if you guys are interested in checking out my YouTube channel, just search Rainer Life on YouTube and it should pop up. I think I have, by the time you listen to this, I think I should have 6 videos up. So yeah, be sure to check that out. I am still, if you do message me on Instagram, I will still get those messages. So feel free to still reach out if you have any questions. And until next time, remember, it's always a good day to ride.